USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
5 people are now confirmed dead in the collapse of a condominium tower near Miami. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Saturday evening that another 156 people are still unaccounted for as rescue crews continue to search through the rubble of the building in Surfside, Florida. 55 of the building's more than 130 units were destroyed in the Thursday collapse. FEMA is aiding in relief efforts, and President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for the state. And President Biden says he has no intent to veto a bipartisan infrastructure bill if a reconciliation package doesn't come with it. In a statement Saturday, Biden clarified comments he made earlier in the week that made it seem as though he saw the bills as equals, saying that his comments gave the impression that he was threatening to veto a deal he had just agreed to, which was not his intent. A bipartisan group of lawmakers agreed to a deal on a $1.2 trillion bill on Thursday that would include more than $579 billion in new spending for core infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some have found the release of a report on unidentified flying objects from the federal government underwhelming. Brad Bernards reports from the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau.
This could have been the day that finally answered the burning question, are there aliens out there? Sadly, we'll still have to wait. A U.S. government report on UFOs said Friday it found no evidence of aliens, but acknowledged 143 reports of unidentified aerial phenomena since 2004 that could not be explained. The report was released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence with substantial input from the military. The study is part of the most significant public effort so far to deal with decades of speculation, rumor, and unhinged conspiracy theories about UFOs. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One major drug maker will stop distributing opioids as part of a court settlement. Wendy King explains.
Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $230 million settlement with the state of New York in an opioid case, according to Attorney General Letitia James. The settlement resolves the state's claims over J&J's role in fueling the opioid epidemic. It also bars the companies from selling the painkillers nationwide. The company didn't admit any liability or wrongdoing in the settlement, but they told NBC News they're consistent with prior agreements to pay $5 billion to settle opioid claims by states, cities, counties, and tribal governments nationwide. The settlement money will be used for opioid prevention, treatment, and education statewide. James says she filed the lawsuit against 5 other manufacturers in addition to J&J in March, along with members of the Sackler family as owners of Purdue Pharma. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And multiple riders were injured in a massive crash Saturday during the first stage of this year's Tour de France, caused by a fan's sign. The spectator extended her sign into the roadway in front of Germany's Tony Martin about 27 miles before the stage's finish line. Martin crashed after hitting the sign, causing a massive pileup behind him. At least one rider was forced to withdraw from the race because of his injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.